John Landecker for Bob Surratt, and welcoming Alderman Brendan Riley from the 42nd Ward. Welcome to our chaos this morning, Alderman.
Good morning.
Getting serious for our conversation here, the 42nd Ward, one of the areas affected by the recent looting, how are you handling things today?
Well, I've been, like a lot of folks, very busy since Sunday night, meeting with the police, the mayor, her administration, trying to ramp up the police department's intelligence gathering capabilities. That's, I think, the most important thing. There's technology that exists out there that allows police to monitor social media platforms, chat rooms, these sorts of things, to get in the mix while they're planning illegal activity get ahead of it. And we don't have those capabilities now, but we're working on getting those in short order so that the cops have the tools they need to be ready for looters when they decide to try and do this again. And my guess is this will be attempted yet again. So a lot of talk right now about new tools to help the cops tamp this down before it gets out of control like it did this past Sunday.
Yeah. In an article, in a column, Mary Mitchell earlier this week, yesterday, called it pop-up vandalism, which is a direct relationship to the social media that we're talking about here, where things can be instantaneous, just about.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Mary's, but with all due respect to Mary Mitchell, she doesn't have all the facts there. This was in no way spontaneous or organic or set off by a tweet or a Facebook note. What we saw Sunday into Monday morning, just like we saw back at the end of May, was that we had large groups of kids that came downtown to do the mob action and do the looting. We also had professional crews down here, literally caravans of stolen U-Hauls, caravans of stolen SUVs coming downtown and hitting the high value targets throughout the downtown area. That was different than the hundreds of kids that you may have seen in video. And the police have determined that the professional organized criminals who actually hit all the high value targets use the cover of the angry kids looking to come downtown and get their sneakers for free to help them go and commit millions of dollars in retail theft while the cops are chasing kids around the lower value targets. And my concern is that without a strong intelligence presence on the internet, we're vulnerable to this again. So Mary Mitchell is part right, part wrong. This was not a tinderbox set off by false information on social media. That was simply the go button that was pressed by the professional looters and thieves to get the kids to come down to help cover them up. So this wasn't organic. This was planned.
Well, even if it was planned, it appears organic. And that's the whole thing with social media, is that you can manipulate this to look like anything you want it to look like. If you want to affect an election, if you want to, I don't know, whatever your agenda is, if you have someone that knows how to portray things on the internet, you don't know where it starts. And and I would think that a professional, a criminal element, would be using this as a tactic as much as they could, because it diverts attention away from the organization, and then everybody thinks that this just sort of happened. Well, nothing just sort of happens anymore. I mean, there's always something behind it.
No, you're 100% correct, and that's what's going on here. And so, we talk about police manpower and where do we shift resources and these sorts of things, and those are important discussions that we're having right now. But we've seen social media weaponized, and we need to get ahead of that. And it doesn't cost a whole lot of money to upgrade our technological capabilities to get ahead of these guys. And so if we're going to invest any more money in the police department, I'd say the first place we do that is in their online intelligence gathering capability. And so that's something the mayor and I are exploring. I've spoken with her yesterday and plan to meet with her today about that very subject. But I think those are tools that can really help us prevent this from happening again.
I would think that, although I certainly am no computer expert at all, I would think that somewhere in all of this, there would be some sort of program, computer-wise, that would recognize certain words as they appeared in social media, and whether or not they were negative or positive, just the word itself would raise a red flag. So I don't think a human being can keep up with this.
Well, you're exactly right. And to be honest, that's kind of how the police department does it today. They have officers that scour the internet, but they're human beings. You know, they're not supercomputers. There are, to your point, there are special computer programs that were developed by the intelligence community years ago that are incredibly effective. And to your point, you can add key search words.
Yes.
And it mines literally hundreds of millions of websites around the world to look for these words. It aggregates them and it tells the police, hey, there might be something going on. We need that technology right away. And that's what we're going to be working on getting.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, it's so wonderful. We have the internet. We have social media. Well, now we have the manipulation, even false information. If you want something to be perpetrated, you don't have to have right or wrong. You don't have to have a lie or the truth. You can just put it out there and portray it any way you want. And if people and consumers, people who are on the internet, don't take it upon themselves to somehow find out which of these things is real and which is an attempt just to manipulate you, we're going to be in for a long haul.
We've seen that play out the last several years. You're absolutely correct. I mean, foreign powers use the internet to manipulate American voters and American consumers. It's a real issue. And you know, there's no editors on the internet. So it's all baloney until you prove it right or wrong.
You're exactly right. I mean, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, whatever you want, name some social media, and the manipulation is instantaneous. If you have the people and capability who know how to manipulate this information and these ways of communicating, you really are far ahead of law enforcement and people who are trying to corral the right and the wrong. So, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. I hope the Chicago Police Department gets every possible expert and computer program that they need, because it's really the only way to get into what's really happening on the internet.
Well, the beauty of these programs that exist is that it actually helps us multiply our police force. We can deploy them more intelligently, proactively, getting ahead of the problem. So, I promise you, that's my mission this week, is to get tools for the department. I think we're going to get it done. The mayor is motivated, clearly. We can't allow this to happen again. And this is an area where the department needs a little extra help. So I'm going to make sure we get them that help.
Thank you so much for being with us, Alderman, and good luck.
Thanks for having me on. Take care.
You too.